Du schüsst der Heilige Seder.
We're
holding Chazar by Simon Tofen Beis. First, Meshmul Mokav Roming down from the same Chasidim is not going to stand by the Mokav Magolo of Baltari of Baki. Now, Rech, maybe the reason why we don't seem to have the Hanoka is either because they have a list of things what to go do, or means that we have telephones today. Otherwise, it's certainly not going to have a Baltari there. Second, the question is, what is the correct Zman Duagol over here? He says, first, make sure you do before Shah Hamishas. Shalom the Gears says, but that's how the Mishabur kept it, not like the Taz, we got the Gears of Shishas. The reason is, says the Taz, Mokabram, Mishabur, the Sui did not but not do Torah. Before the Kadawar, Chomets Maises Motor, therefore the Bleas will go out from the Kli, that's Chomets stick, inside the water. Even when it goes back inside the Kli, we're not worried about that because not but not do Torah. What do we gain out of that? So, come along to the Mechaber, he says, he gave five things. The Rambam brings down the sixth thing, and the Taz brings down the seventh thing. The thing that you gain out of it, number one, you have to make sure if it's Ben Yom and not Ben Yom, Mechaber. Second, the Rambam says, you have to make sure if it's Shishim or not Shishim. A third, it says in Mechaber, that it might have a Bayah, where you have Belias over here, of Kelim, a little bit amount of Belias, with Kelim with a large amount of Belias over here. And if you mix the two together, maybe go out for the one that has a lot to go inside the one that has a little. Do not have to worry about that. A fourth thing you do not have to worry about is how long you leave it inside. That means you should not leave it in too short. You should not leave it in too long. If you leave it in too long, you belaya, go out to go belaya back inside. A fifth thing you do not have to worry about is putting it before this man or Rishi Chasai. This is all the Mechaber. The sixth thing you don't have to worry about is that the idea of the Kli that you're doing Agola to be a Machshir beforehand and a Machshir afterwards. And the seventh thing, the Taz Moisiv also, when you do the same Kli, part of it, I want to do that. Then the other part, even by Yad, the part that you already did, put in the second time, you belay is over here. Therefore, he says you have to mean something to make sure you do exactly in between, which it says, yes, something. Therefore, it comes out to before this man, you gain all these seven issues over here. So, again, we do before Shah Hamishas and take care of seven things. Come on, that's going be a lofting job in the going before the Avi's cash over here. The mice before this man, find its motor, but after this man, what do you have to worry about all seven? Just make sure it's a case of either Shishim or Enim Neyemai. So you bring down the Goyen, Enich Nami Rav Chalim also. You're right. After this man, Shah Chamishas, at least the Mechaber, if it's one or the other, a case of Shishim, there are more brings down, or Enim Neyemai, Enich Nami is also enough. But before this man, you don't have to worry about anything. That's in the Mechaber Shito. The Ramah, he ends off, he switches the case from Chamishas to Shishas. He said, after Shah Shishas, you have to bizarre in everything. So again, the Taz says, the Mechaber Mo both say Shishas. Same thing. But the Meshavuot seem to leave it as is. The Mechaber is discussing Shah Chamishas. And the Mo is discussing Shah Shishas. You have to bizarre in everything. What's everything? I mean, you have to make sure it's also not Shishim. You don't have to make sure before this man, if not, you have a Bayah of Shishim. It won't help. And also, it will not help inside the Suga of Noish Tabl of Gam. The question of the Mice is why? We live in Simon Tafim Zayin. Lochid, once it's Pesach, we'll machman mashu. We'll machman noisitam of Gam. But Erev Pesach, who says we'll machman this? And therefore, why is Amos saying, make sure before Shor Shishas, otherwise be careful of everything? I mean, a similar question is in the Mechaber, but more, because he says it clearly this way. Come over here, the Mishabru, and the Midian, the Chok Yaakov, the Mishabru, and the Sharetzian, says no for a different reason. Because after Shor Shishas, there is a Mandi Omar, who says it's a Bayah, noisitam of Gam. This is the man, the Omar says it is a Mashu, and therefore the Omar says, bizarre, before Shah Shishas, why not get involved with the Sheet over here? That means the way the Shavuot is understanding the Mechaber and the Omar is two different Halachim over here. The Mechaber is discussing Shah Chamishas, and Rav Chalim also, and Chanami, either one or the other will be enough. The Omar is saying, no, do everything before Shah Shishas, because afterwards you have a Bayah, there's a Sheet out there that says after Shah Shishas, the mice does not work, Neistam of Gam, or the Geder of Shishim over here. That's Pshat and Mechaber the Ramah. Each one their own Shito. Kamal now the Mishibur, what's his Shito? He's saying the Mechaber the Ramah, they both assume before this man, whether Chamisha or Shishas, it nichon negedah not benat de Teru. Because Chom is Kol Heter. This man right now is Mutter. However, in fact, the Mishibur, the new Mishibur, the Paiskin, Paaskin, the Chom is called Isser. And true, right now it's Mutter, but Chom is negedah to Pesach is Yisur of Allah. And therefore, should have Geder Isser. Once Isser, not benat de Yisur, the Mice is Osser. Therefore, being down the Pichonish to argue on the Mechab Dramo and say you gain nothing before this man, whether it's Chamishas or Shishas, you gain nothing out of it. The law is before Medina, you have to have either a case of Inib Neyamai or a case of Shishim. And we had the Machabashito, we had the Ramoshito, and then we had the Mishmushito who disagreed with both of them and says Allah has been a case of either Shishim or Einim Neyamai. Now, in each one, you have a slight issue. Mitzvah to get a Shishim, I have mice putting in water inside. Bliyas and Kamiya that are Osir. I mean, Vatal Islam Chilo. How can you do that? But that says Mishmur, don't worry about that. A Miskavan Vatal. Let me just go to the Sugi Miskavan. Here's Das Lehepot. That's the Mishmur answers. Why be a chesed now? It would have went in and stayed. By luck, we don't say that, right? By Bias. Now, number two, Kamlo Mishbua, you're saying you're getting two aces. Either Mishbua, Enim Ne Yomai, or Shishim. So Shishim again, he says, Enim Miskavan. Mitzad Enim Ne Yomai, you ever had Noish Tamil of Kam? Correct, it has. You're going to put inside the Kli, Noish Tamil of Kam. You like Odul al-Khachilo? Once you have a bleas that are also with Gam, there's also a problem over here. So come on, the Bialoch and says, no, that's not true. You studied when we come on to us in the Islam of Gam in the Kli, is you went in Lishvach and changed to Lufgam. Here, when it went in Lufgam, no one asks it. In the end of the Mishnah, Buva Chenem Minig Lahokol, when it's the Islam of Gam, Hagam, later on, the Shaitzi and Sukkon Chav Chesti, began to be Choshish for this concept of the Taz. Well, the Maisi come along and says, when it's Inim Neyomai, even though it's Issa, the Maisi will be Mekel, and there's no Bayah putting in the Fgam inside the Kli.
That Balat is Lechatchile?
Yeah, when the Chile wants to go to the Fgam. Not like it does.
That Balat.
Yeah. But Inim Neyomai of the Rabban. But here it's Shnekelem, I think. Shnekelem. So that's again the Sheet of the Mishibuah, the Dineh Fri Machmer, and do Inim Neyomai. Or a case of Shishim. A fourth thing now is, fine, we have the Mechaber, we have the Amor, we have the Mishnah Berurah. Now, end of the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber, I'm calling a Bach. Meisah, Eich, Shia, with Meisah and Machman, all chumers over here. We had seven problems over here, with Meisah and Machman, all these things over here. And we come along and have an Hogah that even before this man, before the Shah, Chamishis, the Meisah and Machman take on these chumers over here. The Mechaber does point out, there's a Hidra out there, Wotah Maril, Chema Moshe, those that Mahadah to be Machshah 3 days beforehand. 3 days before, which was a slight different gear, so price game, but they stopped doing Agolah 3 days before. That means when you ask the question, what's his man to do Agolah, you have to answer, that's a Hiddush Shemoi, you have to answer what's the Mechaber Shita, you have to answer what the Amor Shita is, you have to answer what the Mishmur Shita, then you have to answer what the Minig is, and you have to answer what the Hiddush is. But I think it comes out very simple, very clear, I hope. Fine. Now, next point. Kamung the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. You have Mahadrin everything. And one of the things is not leaving too long and not leaving it too short. Why? The question is, what's the problem of leaving it too short? My Bayah over here says the Mishnah Berurah is maybe, or was, did not get a chance to be pilot. To leave, put in a Kli and take it out Miyad, maybe it was not pilot. They come out the Blias over here. Kamung the Mishnah Berurah means down, Maisa, you read the Torah. And the Torah over here says, Sai over here and Sai Yerodeo, that the Minig is to take it out Miyad. He sends it to the Taz says, Miyad is lav dafko. Hagam, the Prichodesh says, it is dafko. Miyad means Miyad. That's usually words, Miyad means Miyad. Still, the Mishmur ends off the Shaitin, nothing to leave it in a little bit. Now, again, what's a little bit? Different forms say different numbers over here. But my say, the correct thing is you have to leave it in a little bit. And the main naf community we mentioned already, when people who drop in a Kli will get to Loch and Sev Gimel, who is not Mal Mesichos at all sides bubbling. And if you have a Bayah, you should not drop it in, you should do it another way. Otherwise, you don't have it surrounded. I mean, again, you have to leave in the Kli for a ma'at, a moment, whatever the definition of a moment is. Another point, again, it's very clear, that the Loch is, says the Mechaber, we're supposed to make sure you do a goal either before and afterwards. Unless before this man, Maisa says the Mishpur, we're not be machmer on all these chumers. Therefore, to speak out clearly, if you want to be machmer with the Kli chumers, you want to take your pathless Kli chumers and machmer your kingdom inside. Medina before this man should not be any Isser, especially with Enim Neyamai. However, came along the Mishmur and said, we are Machmer. Therefore, the Kli Chomets woman Machshir it, says the Shayatid, the Adhoga is to do a Gola first to cash in this Kli, and then Machshir things inside. Fakert, let's say take a Kli Pesach, and inside of that you Machshir Kalim for Pesach. Now you want to use a Kli Pesach for Pesach. Also, says the Mishmur, the Magaram, coming to the Bach, our teacher, we tell you, Semecha, Mini Kli Yisrael, is what? We're Machshir the Kli afterwards. A gams before this man, a gams enim neyomai, or machshir it. But the Sfarim say usually is what you're supposed to kashu with is kashu the Kli Pesach. I mean, only have to kashu one way. Don't do kashu twice. The Sfarim say kashu with the Kli of Pesach, and after this, you should be machshir afterwards. Now, that's again by clay, by a pot.
It comes harmless again.
Mashu afterwards. Again, you flow water, do bubbling into a new kashrut. Kashrut, the clay, that was Pesach, to use for Pesach. Now, this negate to a pot. Negate to nitzuk, when doing, using a kumkum when you counter, that'll get to the end of the sif, the taz. That's not that simple to be machmer. There are svaras to be machmer. Again, the numerous reason why to be makel. Now, Kamal Gemon says, can a person be machshon on Pesach itself? So the machal for a moment between the case that's Liban versus the case of Agolo. The case in the Geir Tagolo will come out and go back inside. Chometz on Pesach is certainly Yisuro. And I feel about Elflei Botel. So there's no way to Agolo on Pesach. Especially us, who are machmer, the Amor, the Noi Samlev Kamal Mais, it's also on Pesach. Go through Mechaber, maybe can be Mechel. Mash Enkin says Amor, the case of Liban, as we already know, the Ruoz Botam, the Taz and Shach, and Yodai Kulchav Halev. The idea of Liban is being serif and not being piloted. That, the Maaseh says Ramah, helps on Pesach. That you can do Liban on Pesach, says the Mishmur, of course, in case of Chalamoid, because not on Pesach itself, you can't. Now, the gate to Liban Kal, that we point out, might be a shadow of what is Liban Kal doing over here. Being piloted is a sort of Aser. Being serif, Havana should be Mutter. Now, to use the Meha Golo, the water afterwards, for something, whether to wash dishes or to use it for food, come on the Mishabura, and he brings down the end of the Sephon de Gimel. Really, it's a Ramah already in Yodai Kuf Chavalov. The Locha, we do not use this water. Now, to get the Chayse in there, it's brought down over here a bunch of concepts. Just one point, not really a Sugya, but one point just bring up from our Sugya. We have the Locha in the end of Sephon Tzadok Ches. The Mechaber brings down the Sugya of Isseri Mevatel Isser. That means, let's say you have 59 times of heter, one of chazer, it's also one of chazer, one of dam, it's mutter. I have two things of this over here. Because 59 plus the chazer plus the dam has 60 against it, and the chazer has 60 against it. Therefore, the mice it's mutter. That's the sugya of isser being mevatel isser. The loch and tzibetag tests above. Is the sugya of chazer in here? You have a case of 100. A size of chazer fell inside, it's mutter. But 100. A second gezeitz of chazer fall inside. Now, can the chayzim there reawaken and rejuvenate the iser? The maisets ulcer. Maisets ulcer. Machlok you showing them the ravid. That's maisa we paskin. The question is the chora. One time we're saying ismi mavatel iser. One time we're saying chayzim there. What's going on over here? The taz and shach speak out very clearly. It depends. When it's two taimim and two isurim, the mavatel zezer. That's chometz. The case of chazer and dam is two taimim and two isurim mavatel zezer. When it's one time on one iser, when it's chazer, and again another piece of chazer, same time on the same iser, it's chayziv in here. Simple basic nafkamino. The question is, what happens when it's two time and one iser? Or if it's one time and two iser? That was mevucha on the page, kiveger, wotam, tzachetshuva, chavadas, tuashar. One case that brings down from our situation, our sugya. Come on the Mishnah Berurah, the Shai Tzin, the Mishnah of the Magar Rav, he's discussing a case when you have one Isser of Chometz and two Taimim over here. It's Chometz, why? Because the case of a pot that boss with Chometz, a case of a Dogum with Chometz. And the question over there is going to be Chayziv Nair, or he's saying Isser Mim Mevatel Isser. It sounds like the Magar Rav, the way Master Shekel explains the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Maisek Mevatel Zerzer. And therefore, even though it's the case over here is one Isser, but since it's two timing, mavatel zezer. You don't taste the iser. They point out it's against Kiveger over there, against the Peschei Tshuva, against the Chavadas, against the Roshar. They're saying over here, the Loch is a two time two iserim, mavatel zezer. Our Mishnah Berurah, when he began on Machzah Shekel, sounds like he's, from Magar Rambam, he's disagreeing with his concept, and the Svar Shabbat is, because he might say, if it's two different timing, so you don't taste it. Do I taste this? No. Do I taste this? No. I don't taste either one. The reason why to be machmer nachon one time is because they were up to one time and one answer. But again, it's the point over here for the mishbura. It gets the achon over there. Sipes to machshir kli that's ben yomai. So it says first the mechaber would not machshir case that the bosser and cholov are both ben yomai, unless one of them is not ben yomai. It says that koshkin is a case of kli yisur. You do not have the side of not benat. They only not benat yisuro. Now what's the loch of the Yevet? The Magabram says, I ain't had a case of Gimel. Over there, everyone knows. The Mechaber says, the Maisetz Mutter. The Maal, the Maisetz said, by case of a washing Kalim, one with another, the Maisetz Ulcer. Now, what is the reason to be Machmer when you have Kalim that are one side, it's Basar and Chalv and Tar? What's the Sfar to Aser? So over there, the Taz is simply saying, Kalim brought down two reasons. Either because the Kli will touch the side, one to another, and therefore they're going straight without an inside of water. All mitzvah this as far as they're both coming out of the water at the same time, and the meaning of the water, no chance to be mabalbel. The Nafgamino says the Taz Shishim. The Maisa Moset you make on Shishim, and therefore the Ikkis for is they'll meet inside the water. The read the Mishnah over here clearly says the same thing. It says Shishim. No, the Shach only wrote down one reason. Shach said the Ikkis is only bubbled inside.
Would the Shach argue like Shishim?
No, he doesn't argue. He prepared. He only doesn't
mean that's
something else, a different case.
What's that?
But it's the Chumrah of a Tzaddik, a different case. Of one's Ben Yemen. No, different far, different case. Of a Chumrah, one's Ben Yemen. One is. The one's Ben Yemen, one's Ain Ben Yemen. A different case. This is a case of both Ben Yemen. Maisi, read the Mishpah by us. He says as far as mixing the water, and he writes, Shishim Maisa works. So in essence, we have over here the Mishpah clearly taking on one side of the two Svaras. Like the Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch, there's Kalim in your day, Tzadik Kain, and Tzadik Dalad. Now, could a person look at Chilo do a case of Shishim? That means until now it's Sif Aleph.
Okay.
You can have Shishim, that's correct. Mavatla says that, yeah. Now, come along the, again, Mishmur says, what's the Lacha? Before this man, make sure it's a case of Eim Yomai or the case of Shishim. Maisa, do we look at Chilo? Do the case of Shishim in the case of Ben Yomai. So the words of Ramon, he ends off, we're not machsha shum kli when it's Ben Yomai. We never do any kalim. First, the way that Taz explains, that means even it's one kli by itself. That means in Shulchan Aruch cases, Basar and Chalv to kalim, or Isser, but here it says even one kli by itself, the Maisha did not do. Now, we already saw that the Taz and Shach and Yodek Chavala bring down that question on the Ramon, the Maisha, why to leave it out, and Shishim Maisha does work even in Chadchilo. How do we read the Mishnah by us very clearly? Not the way. It says, whether it's possible, Cholov, case of Heter, whether it's Isser, we'll never do Lechatchila, case of Shishim ben Yomai, or Gzera Otu, Enim ben Yomai. And therefore, we're Machmen against the Taz and Shach and the Torah, like the steamers of the Ramah. Now, once we have to wait from what? 24 hours when you have a table, a counter. You want to machshir it. So first you have to clean the counter very well. Then you have to wait. Wait 24 hours from what? So the Mishnah says, wait 24 hours from cleaning it. The Chiddush. So they waited 24 hours from cleaning it. We mentioned Chabura, three different reasons why. The Maisi does point down the Sharetzin. Chok Yaakov says it's enough 24 hours from when you had chometz on top of it. But Maisi, Vadal Chachilish, follow the Mishavua and wait 24 hours from cleaning it. Now, when a person wants to do Machsha Kli to a case of Iroi, so there are certain points they point out. Number one, the site is to make sure that you do Iroi, it's not Nifsak, not sprayed up. You have to pour it straight down on top of it. And number two, the Loch is Neger to. When you want a machshir kli, the law is you have to make sure it's a case of a bubbling. I mean, really, skipped a point over here that in early Sif Aleph, the Masa says the law is you have to make sure the water over here is reiskim, is a case of boiling. Now, what does that mean? The Mishnah writes a couple of times, it means a case that's bubbling, v'sichosai, that's mal v'sichos, avabuos, has that bubbling over here. Not a case of yas, that's why it has to be a case of bubbling. Now, therefore, the Mishnah points out to be very careful when you put a kli inside that's cold. It stops bubbling right away. Therefore, you have to wait to start bubbling again. He does say this halacha, neger to kashering, in the case of bubbling, is that when you're doing kliushin al aish. But let's say if you machshir something to an act of iroi, or koshka, in the case of klisheni, you do not need the act of bubbling.
What about if it was a kli that was only used for kliushin shalei al aish?
Then
you kliushin al aish?
Then you do not need kliushin al aish.
No.
Now, again, so Maisha to be Machshir to a case of Iroi do not need yes, let us buy. Now, this cost could be Machshir Iroi to a ladle, a matzekes. So, come on, the Magavah, Mishavur, the big name, Maril, that the loch is that we're chishish that a matzekes the chumrah. Therefore, the kashrut as if you're doing it from a cleavishin does not work. And therefore, the get of klisheni. To be Machshir it, the person can say, but you have to do it from a cleavishin, then get of a klisheni, but Machbun both ways. However, it says the Mishavur and the Magavah, Mishavur, Maril, they leave it inside. And therefore, it comes the case of getting cut over here, Malam Vesichlis. The ladle itself has a get of a Kli Rishon. Hagam, we still have the Taz ready. In your day, the end of Simin Tzadik Beis over there, that brings down the taste that way, that is the Mistapik, is Chush L'chumra, not the way. Even leaving it inside, will have a get of a Chumra, of a get of a Kli Sheni. Sif Kimon Mechab brings down, you should not put a numerous kelim together inside a pot and cash them. Why? Because, says Ramah, they'll come along to touch each other. What's the problem to touch each other? Says the Taz, brought down by the Magen Avraham, since you not leisalka v'sichaso, there's not going to be bubbling all around it, and therefore you have a problem. This is the makar why not to drop a kli inside. If it hits the bottom, it's clearly kli. It's not going to have a bubbling all around it. You have to make sure you do it higher up, either with a tsevet, or a case of a reshet, or a basket over here. Otherwise, you have this issue. Now, it is true that the Kiva Eger that's been stained by the Shayat Tzion is kasher. Why? Why not bubbling all around? We know, for example, you do a kolotra pot, the outside of the pot, lemaisa, where's the bubble gun on the side? So what do you need that for? Lemaisa inside the water. He does iska the kasho, he doesn't end off, Mishmur doesn't sign to it, but lemaisa the end of the Mishmur left the Shulchan Aruch as is. The loch is, you still have to make sure that the one kli is not touching another kli. Siftal is the case using a tzevet, the case of a tangleware. So come along, Mechabit says you have to megalkal, you have to roll it inside. Because if not, the place where you're holding it, the maisa will not match. Right, it's inside the kasho. Don't end up with tzarchi and tzarchi gondol. That's all kosherly. That means what level is that? What level is that? Different people say that's a better level of kosherly than a tzarchi. Now, again, the loch is over here to megagal inside your tzavet over here. What does it mean? Megagal explains to me, Shabrua, it means you have to open up this tongue, put it in the other area. That means people say you take a plier, you kashu with one place. You told me it's Brazil Orbach this week. Orbach, how to go kashu? He said, very simple, take a plier. That's what you told them to go do. Take a plier to go kashu silverware. And so it's the same idea of a tzvas, same concept. Now, it is true that come along the Mishbrua, and it brings down from the Chok Yaakov that's bringing up the Isvet Orech, the mice is better to use a net. A reshet over here, a sal that has a hole inside. Now, they look up the reason why. It says, if you use your plier, you might leave it in too long. If you're Bayav leaving things in too long, they'll go in and back inside. We don't want to leave things inside too long. What?
In the net, you
put it in the 20 seconds. If you do it with your plier, it'd be 40 seconds. You have to double it. You have to double it. Whatever it is, doubling it. That's if I'm leaving it too long. Now, as the Shaisin itself points out, you know what? We have the Taz already. It says the mice is a mailo not to have any beliefs, even though it's no time of gam. Now, again, it could be why people say you apply this chum yuchan and pesach, and the Bialach himself says the minig ready to make against this Taz over here. So, yesh lodin upon this chum of Shabbai, and therefore, since we don't seem to have nets, it could be it's a chum of pesach, it seems to be the Oyum says, oh, but to use a plier to go mash your kelim, but not to drop it inside. Drop inside, but you have that works. But otherwise, that's not the correct tanhago. Now, sifei is what wood to go use. The two halachos we have. One, the wood you want to use if it's hida by chamei tferya. If it went into a case of eish, the mice does not work. Chamei tferya cannot mash it, even if it's a case of a klisheni. Why could kablei kach polto? How if a carrot? Let's say it's a case of chamei tferya, you can be mashed with chamei tferya, and not only that, says the mishmul ladav chamei tferya, you can mash it through a case of. Or you might think maybe not or because it's not kabbalah kapaltoi, it's a kolish kain. Mamish chametura, it's only a case of or over here. That's one thing. A second thing that the pasuk coming down, the water that you're using over here, does that be dafka water? It could be other mashkin. Come on, the Ramon, he said, lechatchilo should be dafka mayim. But the eved, will might be makel. Explain the shayat scene, why would you ever makel? Because machlik is shayin. Some of the shayat holders also even with the eved. We stemach upon the rajman and say, but the eved, the maisa works over here. Now, what does it mean? Shemashka means other mashkas or other things mixed inside, like ashes are mixed inside, kudaima. The mice should not do that, but the evidence of the Sharatin, still the mice, so it works. Says Ramad, another point. Let's say the water, after doing a hagal numerous times, it turns into changes the color to the case of it, the seer over here. Here, the mice also not do a hagal to it, and in this situation, come along with the Mishavu and says, even with the evidence, the mice will not work.
Why?
Even with the evidence.
Why is it worse?
He says, it loses the koyach be pilot. It's not like it has a kriach. Since it's finished, it did so much being plita, it lost the kriach being pilot. That's the chiddush over here. The Eved says, even the kli that be machshav is eini b'nei yoimai, also even the Eved to be machmer. Sivav is one be machshav kli gadol, the Gemara brings down that you want put on a gedanfa over here. Now, what gedanfa is, says the mechab, you put it on top of the lip. Mishmur says, it doesn't mean on top of it, it means you put it on the side of it. Now, all year round, in the case of betzek dough, or pesek, not in case of dough, you therefore fill it up.
Why do you do that?
You can, it's not chomestic.
It
was easier.
Now
yeah.
It's better.
No, it's not better, no, it's just easier. And therefore, fill up with water, it won't be a problem. One etzah, or a second etzah is that you have full of water, you do not put on this lip over here, and you throw in a boiling hot stone. Why dafka boiling hot stone? A lot of dafka boiling hot, except you want to get to that if it's a cold stone, it will cool down the water and then it's not boiling anymore. The place can say, practically, with manazeh, take the same thing with your kumkum that's boiling hot and pour it on top, make your overflow be the same thing. It's much easier taking a boiling hot stone. Or a case of a lapida ash. Lapida ash is?
Torch.
I mean a torch.
Torch.
Yeah, a hot fire?
A fire.
It's gonna blow out.
Fire. What do you mean?
Oh, you
have a fire
out.
And you put it in. You put out the fire by putting it in.
No.
Torch.
You know,
it's
a
hot
rod of metal.
No.
Hot rod of metal.
It's a
torch.
We just don't like.
Hot piece of metal.
We stay away from that pit. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Now. We know who said, no, don't associate with them.
I thought
you were not saying it. Now, this idea to makshu it, we're saying over here, we have to make sure you get the lip on top, the mishbu being of the taz, that's daf in the case you want to use it clearly. Unless you want to makshu it to our golo, say, monoshach, if it can be come out, came out, if it come out, won't come out, won't be a problem over here. Now, the taz does end off with the idea that there seems to be a minig of noshim. The thing that they did the ira from on top of this evan over here, they're coming to be machmen not to use the clue they did the ira from, based on the case of Nitzok, like it of a rech, and the Taz says, in rech or in tam, we're not going to be, nobody to be machmen here. The Maisa, we saw other places, and the Maisa, there is a makar here to be machmen, the Sugim Nitzok, and the Maisa, there is a Mignoshim, Mingisal Toru, and therefore the Arsvar is watching machmen, the Sugim Nitzok, that it can come to us the clue. Now, coming the Mishabura of Magavram, it says this whole entire idea that we're saying you'll be Machshah Gola inside and it's overflowing is not the case where the food was inside. Well, let's say if I get the food was on the outside, for whatever reason, they have to Machshah point the Kli inside the water over here. Otherwise, it will not work. A second thing says the Mishabura of the Magavram, you cannot clean the inside of the Kli. That means very thin over here, you have to clean it very well. Also, it cannot be Machshah, you have to take out what's inside over here. The last Lachas of Zayin is the idea you have to Shtifa, you have to wash the Kli afterwards. The simple understanding to the Mishbuah or the Be'er on the side, because the pleat is to come out, therefore you have to wash off the pleat, it should not go back inside. The Maisa is not that clear what to do that for, therefore, but the Evo would not be Choshish, expressly said the Mishbuah three reasons, just for this man, or it's the case of Shishim, or any Mini Yomai, therefore would not be Machm over here.
But
the Evid. So just to end over 4 points, number one, first of all, they take away the Svarim. So even the yeshiva, of course, has reshus to sell this farm. As we all know, the Maisa mentioned this past last month. But
this month.
A few
weeks ago.
Do you want to hear the story? In Chulin, Kuvyud Alpha made a silver Maisa. A fascinating Maisa, a pelvic Maisa. There was a guy who walked, Baruch is 15 years ago. And there's a guy walking around the yeshiva, Smear, putting up signs. Al-Biyashu says, you now sell this farm. They're going to open him and they're taking him away. You can't sell it. So I knew the guy was not true. I took down the signs, gave back to him, and I asked him what he's doing. He's saying, he's totally be'ilin godel. Allah brought down Kufin Vol and Mogai Vrom, building upon the Sugin Chulin, the Kufid Alpha and Beis, but I'm a Shmuel and Sugin not by not. The Maisa, a couple of years, I bought from Yeshiva Smir, a couple of years later, I gave a saving to Byron Dave, to Yaakov Moshe Katz. He saw a book from Yeshiva Smir, yes, how can you get a saving from Yeshiva Smir? It'll be actually awesome, come and go buy from them. It's awesome, we saw the signs over there, how can you go do that? So I said, I know the guy, he made it up, and not so. Fine. A couple of years later, I buy a Berkowitz. And this about the Yeshiva Smir taking this farm and selling it. So Berkowitz says, I'll tell you a personal story. Years ago, when he was in the mirror, a Benish is, the Berkowitz go is of the Asher this question. Can you sell this farm in Yeshiva Smir? And he went to a the Asher said, yes. So he went back to a Benish. A Benish says he doesn't understand exactly why. But the mirror is selling this farm because of the Asher said yes. So this guy is not only telling Elon Godel, the makor why she was selling this farm is because of Liash was told to Berkowitz who told that to me. So my son, these people who are telling Elon Godel, besides the Tzarachi and the Mongar Ram, which we left down and Kuf involved, and there's a Kiveg over there, there's Yushami, not that simple. But if we had a big Mavucha and what Rav and Shmuel, what was Rav and Shmuel? Again, I said two things. Number one, the Sugya of Sheker and Rav and Shmuel happened over the discussion, written in this Kasha, very solid. All of this Kasha, what happened to Rav and Shmuel? Did he serve, not serve him? But selling it, I just really said, Benish himself said he wasn't clear exactly why. No, Meister not, because Meister, all the Shivas now. There are signs up when you walk in. This is tonight. The mirror has a time when you walk in, you can do whatever you want. Now, the truth is, they say it's Hefker. The question is the other way they ask. It says it's Hefker every year. The question now is, when it hits tomorrow, Friday, why can't I just take the safer? Why can't I take your safer? Why is it their safer? Yeah, but it's not Mishtameris. It says, it's not, anyone leaves, it's the science is Hefker. The question, why can I take it? That's a good question. That's a better question than how they can sell it.
Could we?
Yeah, just a question.
Why not
you
it's not Friday,
Thursday,
Saturday.
Okay, I'll take it. That's
oh,
the guarantee. So therefore...
No, sir,
basically,
they close.
They close
the basement.
They close it, but I said Friday. Nothing's closed by Friday.
No, the
Friday is not closed.
Friday is not closed. For Friday, for the bottom. Not
no, Friday. Friday, 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 Friday.
So first, take your swarm. Or take your friend's farm, whatever you want. Nice take swarm. Second, we have a test message tomorrow. Everyone should be Matzliach. At the end of Seder, we'll have also a Chavura, Bez Hashem, and Kavben Zman. Gimel, we're having a Siyum for Mishnayis at 6:45 tomorrow. One of the people who helps sponsor is going to be there. So if you're around.
6:45
Yeah. Tomorrow, second Seder, end of second Seder. Therefore, I've been around at the end of 6:45. There's not too many people around, so just please. Besides a minion, maybe a little bit more than a minion, if you're around, whether you're a little bit nice now, please come there. Plus, it's your team over there, and it's be helpful to be around. Also, the person's coming is actually giving you an extra more for
you. Just for coming to the team?
No, you just. It seemed that when I was speaking yesterday to some of the sponsors, it seemed that I'm probably somehow they remember they agreed to something, not sure what, so giving an extra, whatever, more money that to send. So. It's glad to be there anyway because they give me more money and they're not sure what they agree to. They're drunk. They have to give it or not. So I tell them, of course they have to. So actually, yeah.
What?
When?
Mahar
is the chef.
Six. What is it?
Okay.
What is this?
Okay. 6:45 Okay. Whoever's around, please come. That means people won't be in general. People won't be able to give them. But whoever's around, please come at 6:45 I'll see you. And the last thing is, I think the meat's supposed to come today. So you're getting meat today. That's the plan right now. Hopefully be when I get real. If you're around, please take it. Or for your friends, find us local.
I want to thank Mr. Habura for giving us an excellent